And that's right. Love is the answer. And plus, well, it's a lot more than that, but love does help. You need love, no kidding. With this world, the way it's going, this planet, we need a lot more, and we've got it. We got it today. We've got the Christ that is, and it's the energy of Christ, is the conscious of Christ. And I don't want to make this seem like it's a religious fanatical ceremony, celebration. That's not the case. What we're talking about is a profound connection that God has through this energy. And it's connected to us now. And this is for everybody. This is for the Catholics, Protestants, all Christians. This is for Muslims, Hindus, everybody. It's like everybody, the Jewish people. I love it in my lineage. I go back. I was Einstein. I mean, I've got Jewish genes in me. There's no question about that. And yeah, then he's telling me the Buddhists. Like, I mean, there's so many different religions that are beautiful, and they all have this Christ energy in there. It's just that different religions, we call Christ something different. So if you take a look at the Hindus, or rather the Sikhs, beautiful. I spoke to a gentleman very recently. His religion is Sikh. And I asked him, I said, do you believe in past lives? And he says, oh, yes. And he just started talking, talking, talking. And I went, oh my God. And what he was saying made so much sense. I knew this was true anyways. And the Father's telling me, yeah, it's true, it's true, it's true. And I also know that those of you, and this is a very important statement I'm going to make right now, with the pen and verify if this statement is true. In the 100% free will, you can do everything perfect, everything perfect, do everything perfect. And you die and you're hoping to cross into heaven or into something beautiful instead of coming into the matrix. And instead, you land in the matrix, but you did everything perfect. And you're trying to find out why did you end up in the matrix and not end up in a better place. Pendulum, you ready for this? Verify, is it true? If someone does not believe in other incarnations, past lives, they will not enter into the gates of heaven. Verify that. Is that true? And that's true. I mean, everybody. Everybody. The Pope now has to get with the program. He has to get with the program. The next 1,000 years, this is of the light. The light is in charge. And the light is going to infuse new truth, new energy. It's going to be vibrant. And we're going to be able to know that we know that we know that we know that not one religion can claim authority over truth. One religion cannot say that their religion is the only truth. That's a lie. That's not true. But what we can do is take a look at different religions. In India, they pray to Shiva. Shiva, I believe. And Pendulum, verify, is Shiva Christ? That's who Shiva is. The Jewish people. Pendulum, verify, was I Abraham in another incarnation? Yes. See, your pendulum is spinning like crazy. And that was the Christ. So the Christ for The Jewish people is Abraham. I can go into different religions and find who the Christ is. But what we got to do, we got to take that information, and we have to, different religious leaders, people, they have to come together in one room. And they should do this on a regular basis so that we can reach a plateau of harmony. Very difficult to do, but it can be done. And through that interaction, we can begin to understand the common ground that all religions have with each other. And at the same time, respecting different beliefs of different religions and have one truth among all the religions. Now, if we can do that and achieve that, and say that we have one truth among all religions, common ground, that would be true. But to say that an independent religion is the core truth for mankind, represents total mankind, 8 billion people, that's not true, and it's nonsense. The sun is so, so precious. It's alive. And you're going to see a lot of good things happening with that energy being expressed onto the planet, onto the stars, onto the moon, the surrounding area, different planets. It's going to be profound. We're going to see our planet is going to become alive again. Life is going to be regenerated. Because here in the Matrix, again, we don't have 100% free will. In order to maintain balance, you can't have free will. If you have free will, everyone has free will, we can't have balance in the universe on this planet. And when you take a look at the 100% free will universe experience, which we all came from, that is to be considered action. Not action-reaction, but action. But as people come into this matrix, this is not considered action, the original action. No, it's considered reaction. Because what happens on this planet in the matrix is reaction based on what happened in another universe, similar planet, another time, action. You understand? I got to make it clear. Pam, verify. Is that true? The Matrix is here to, can it teach us something? It's very difficult. It's very difficult to answer that question. When I asked the Father, since the day that I was born in this Matrix, did I have any free will? Everything I experienced, was I supposed to go through? He says, yes. It's hard. It's really, really difficult. Try to have a comprehension of the topic of free will, no free will, and try to understand the relationship between man or souls, God. I mean, we can't turn on the TV and all of a sudden there's God. Or you can't pick up the phone and phone God. It's very difficult for us to believe, but it's not so difficult now. Before, the Christ wasn't really with us. Today, the Christ is 100% with us. And so you've got to give God, Christ, a chance. All religions, you have to give them a chance. because they have helped you, like you just cannot understand or even comprehend how this is possible, and you don't understand the depth of what's going on. But my God, we have been helped. So I was talking about this whole situation with free will and having free will and not having free will and being in the matrix and going through whatever we got to go through. And the matrix is only about what you reap is what you sow. Going back from your 100% incarnation. But there's a purgatory. Keep in mind that a lot of changes have taken place in the last 48 hours. There's a lot of people that was in purgatory. They had bad karma to go through. But it wasn't their bad karma. It was someone else's bad karma that they were going to undertake. They've been set free from that bad karma. So this is also a huge day for a lot of people. I mean, for example, I know of a young child, I believe he's around 8 years, 8, 10 years old. He was taking on someone else's karma to go through childhood cancer. That was lifted from him today. He is not going to go through that. And even with me, I had, you know, we got new spirits. And the spirits are there to help us go through our life script. And yet we may call our mind a spirit. It's not. And we may sit back and say we have a mind. You know, the whole essence of going through this experience in the matrix is to lose our mind. The minds are basically they're bad karma entities, and it's either yours, your bad karma, or someone else. And there's so many different shapes and forms of entities that could make up your mind. And when we talk about what actually, when you hear voices in your head, some people hear voices in their head or they hear very strong thoughts. Is it coming from you or is it coming from someone else? These are very difficult questions to answer if you're not gifted. And you can have someone else's soul in your physical body that takes on the role of your subconscious. And that subconscious can send a message to your spirit to cause you to believe that you need to do something. But it gets even more confusing that that spirit may not be yours, it may be someone else's. So it's a mess. It's a mess. So I work so hard. I work so hard to try to clean up most of the mess in this area. Because the dark, they were busy deciding to host our physical bodies, control our physical bodies, and get us to do things that we would normally not do or get us to harm other people. Get us to take on their car accidents, their suicides, whatever it is. To take on their cancers. To take on their Parkinson's disease. Neurological disease, what heart disease, addictions, whatever it is. That's what we were up against. So I've been fighting for a lot of people, and a lot of people that know me, you know, some of you've been in the hospital, and you were saved very recently, again, not just the first and second time again, and your life extended. Because my gift is very powerful, is what I say. As long as I've got the approval from the council, it will come true. Because I'm not allowed to do anything on my own. I have to get approval for everything that I do as it relates to the work I'm doing. But as you listen, the fact that you're listening, it means that there's hope for you. That's what it means. But then there's others who are listening, but they're angry with me. And I get it. I cannot take on your karma. And I can't have others take on your karmic debt. You've got to be brave. Whatever you got to go through, you incurred that debt in the 100% free will. And you have no right to pass that karma on to someone else. This day, this moment, is very difficult for that type of person. Because they know something's wrong. They know that that right now there's something not right. It's different. But maybe what you can do is start doing good things the rest of this human incarnation. And maybe the good deeds that you do can offset any spiritual karmic debt that you have. Or you can just choose to be non-productive and to be angry and lash out, which would be a terrible mistake. But many of you of the dark, you have hurt so many, you've hurt so many people. Some of the people I know you have hurt. These people, I feel bad that I wasn't able to do anything to prevent it. I wasn't allowed to. These are people that took on other people's bad karma. But again, that's been corrected today. So I know that people who's in purgatory, they're going to have to do something, have some sort of experience on this planet in order to get out of purgatory. And so what we're going to do, I mean, we're talking mental illness, we're talking so many different things that people may have to go through for whatever reason. But I'm going to take a break now. And I need to think about something about purgatory. And I need to get permission to tell you something about purgatory. So we're going to take a break. And we're going to come right back. My name's Brian. Again, it's December 6, 2024. And you're listening to Clarity Radio. And my throat is a little bit kind of congested because of what I went through in the last 24 hours. If I didn't do what I did, I wouldn't be here right now. And I am very, very exhausted and very tired. So we're gonna be right back. But I had to do the broadcast. The Father said to do the broadcast, that He will give me the strength and the knowledge and what to say. And that's what He's doing, because I can't read a teleprompter. Don't ask me to read a teleprompter. I'm not good at that. I'm not good at reading notes like this. So we're going to be right back. Thank you.
soon. So